listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
What do you got for me today, pal?
Zach, the Dolphins and the Eagles are the only two 3-0 teams remaining in the NFL. Miami took down the NFL's best team in the Bills, 21-17 on Sunday. And despite Buffalo outgaining Miami 297-212, running 90 plays to the Dolphins 39 and holding the ball for over 40 minutes, they cannot make a play at the end to win the game. On the flip side, Philadelphia, they dominated Carson Wentz and the Commanders, sacking their former quarterback 9 times en route to an easy 24-8 victory. Onsides or offsides? The Eagles right now are the best team in the NFL.
Right now is the wording of this question. Onsides they are. Have one of the best offensive lines in football. They have a great 1-2 punch to the wide receiving position with Devontae Smith out of Alabama and also A.J. Brown out of Ole Miss. You have a good enough run game. Jalen Hurts is playing like a star quarterback right now. And defensively, those guys can get on after it. Brandon Graham, Hassan Reddick, shout out T for Temple U. James Bradbury, or as Merrill Reese likes to call him, James Blackberry. Darius Slay. They got some dogs on that Eagles defense. And Nick Sirianni has been turning out to be a pretty successful coach. So, yeah, Eagles right now, the best team in the NFL, which is wild to say. I thought they were going to win the NFC East before the year. But best team in the NFL, I didn't think we were going to be having that conversation this early on.
Two unforgettable moments in NFL history were duplicated on Sunday.
Well, those are moments that you'll always remember.
You will always remember the butt fumble, and you always remember Dan Orlovsky running out of the end zone. And somehow on Sunday, the same moments day.
I was at the butt fumble game, by the way.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Had a lasagna in the parking lot, and then watched Vince Wilfork
carve
a grown man into a butt.
Offensive line. Oof. Speaking of which, a decade after that butt fumble did occur, Mark Sanchez ran behind his own offensive lineman and fumbled the ball. The Dolphins had the butt punt as Thomas Moore said booted the ball off Trent Sherfield's behind. That ball landed out of the back of the end zone, did result in a safety. 14 years after Dan Orlovsky infamously ran out of the back of the end zone, Jimmy G did the same thing on Sunday night, resulting in a safety for the Broncos. Onside or offside, Zach, the butt punt by the Dolphins was worse than Jimmy G running out of the back of the end zone.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think you have a bruise from that football hitting you on the back end?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's got to hurt.
That is coming in with some high velocity in a short area, and that football is hard. Hey, okay. Dude, that was with what you will.
Yeah, you could talk that way however you want. I'll let you be the butt of the joke, not me. All right? You ask me, is the butt punt worse than Jimmy G running out of the end zone? This is offside.
Offside!
The Dolphins won the game. And yes, it's not pleasant to have a football punted into your back end. But for Jimmy Garoppolo, you are a veteran quarterback. You either were scared or you just had no awareness of the end zone. And you lost the game. So, yeah, I would say the Jimmy G part was worse. How about you on that one?
Definitely Jimmy G. So, I mean, not that it's the butt punt is almost understandable. You're backed up in your own
end.
The ball's at the 1 yard line.
It's not like that. The guy that was protecting there did anything wrong. He was just standing there. And it'd be like if you were standing there right now and I threw a football at you. Nothing you could do.
Probably move out of the way.
Guy punted the ball into his butt.
Or I'd catch the ball if you threw it at me.
No, you wouldn't. You have horrible hands. That's why Penn State cut you as a walk-on.
Well, and the tryout, I had horrible hands. Otherwise, I was known for my hands.
Yeah, okay.
Except in that one tryout.
Well, let's stop pretending like you had this illustrious football career. You played high school football in Long Island. You stunk.
I'm not pretending. I'm just saying, if you threw the football at me, I'd catch it. That's all.
So Jimmy G worse is what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely.
How about Tirico right in the moment? Bringing up Dan Orlovsky.
Savvy fella
that Mike Tirico is.
It's unforgettable, you know? It's one of those moments where you'll never forget it.
Right away, though. Now, when you break down Orlovsky against Jimmy G, I still think Orlovsky's worse.
Because he ran like 10 steps?
Yeah, he had no clue.
Yeah.
He had no clue whatsoever. And Jared Allen, still to this day, very memorable as well. Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't know if we're going to be talking about that like we will the Dan Orlovsky thing. But Orlovsky, right away on Twitter, vindication. Thank God that happened. Please direct all your tweets at him, not me. It's a rough look for Jimmy Garoppolo. All right, next one. Talk about rough looks. Let's get to the next question.
Let's get to your former guy, Jeff Collins.
Whoa. He once coached the football team that I rooted for college. I would not call him my guy.
Okay, so former Temple head coach Jeff Collins became the third college football head coach fired in season as he was relieved of his duties as Georgia Tech head coach after the Yellow Jackets fell to UCF 27-10. Now, Collins went 10-28 at Tech in his 3+ years there.
Woof. Are you laughing at that record? Or was that a cough?
I'm still trying to work my way back.
Yeah. Maybe you could pull an Orlovsky.
I could do that as well. A popular name, Zach, to replace Collins, the next head coach.
Wait, hold on. You can't cough and then go, oh, yeah, by the way, a popular name, and just pretend like nothing happened.
What do you want me to say? I told you I coughed.
I don't like how you're sounding. This is now 2 weeks. No COVID?
No COVID.
And you don't have the Colts full anymore because they won.
That's right.
Are you concerned this is a long-term issue for you, baby?
Well, that's why I tried to take off last week to, you know, get better and nip this in the bud.
You did. Tuesday,
well, saying,
Wednesday,
no,
you're
I
off.
Took off to try to get better.
Mm-hmm. Hasn't worked.
I'm still, you know, feeling some side effects. Not a lot, but some.
You may need some load management. You're like a Sixers player. Now you're doing the Colts podcast. You're doing the weekend show here. You're producing this show Monday through Friday. What are you now? Going to take every, like, Wednesday off? You're going to be like Brady?
Tom Brady.
You know he showed up to practice last week on Wednesday.
Yes.
That was bizarre. You get every Wednesday off, and then you show up to practice?
Well, with all the injuries, that makes sense. Cole Beasley coming in. You know, maybe Jalen Darden you're going to rely on now, which they did. He said, you know what? I got to get some chemistry with the
guys. Okay. If our bosses told you you could take off every Wednesday, and then you heard that Marco wasn't coming to work one day and Rich Ackerman wasn't coming to work, would you then come to work to be a good leader and to help out the show?
If I was like Tom Brady, yes.
Yeah. And please don't even put your name and Tom Brady in the same sentence.
Well, you're trying to compare me to him. You're saying if I, you know, the same thing was here, like Tom Brady has.
You're not coming into work.
I'll be a good leader.
No, you're not.
I put the work in.
No, you're not. You're staying at home and you're saying, yeah, sucks for Zach. Let him work with, like, whatever update person we're going to put on the schedule this week.
No, I'd be a good team.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm a team first player.
No one thinks Ryan Hickey, team guy.
We, not me. That's my mindset.
No, you're all about you.
Speaking of all about me, not that he's a selfish guy, but, you know, always had a lot of attention on back in the day.
You can say selfish.
Deion Sanders, Jackson State head coach. He's been a popular name thrown around to be the next head coach at Georgia Tech. He's posted a 15-2 record since 2021 at Jackson State. And remember, he was very popular in the Atlanta area with both the Falcons and the Braves when he was a player. Onside or offside, Zach, Georgia Tech should hire Deion Sanders to be their next head coach.
If he wanted that job, absolutely. But if I'm Deion Sanders and you're going to go take a Power 5 job, I think you could get a better job than Georgia Tech. But if Georgia Tech got from Deion Sanders 2 thumbs up, I'll take the job. Yeah, absolutely hire him. Bring some life to that program.
Speaking of life, the Raiders. Boy, do they need some life.
They have none of it.
They are 0-3.
They're dead.
They are dead.
They're in the dark hole right now. That franchise is screwed for the rest of the season.
They are the only winless team right now in the NFL after they lost to the Titans 24-22 on
Pit
Sunday.
Pit of misery.
Pit of misery indeed.
Rough weekend for Jay in Alaska, by the way, earlier. Finalizes his divorce, and the Raiders let him down.
At least the Notre Dame won for him.
Yeah, but he already gave up on Notre Dame.
Well, that's true. What's he going to do the rest of the fall? He gave up on Notre Dame. He gave up on the Raiders.
He's going to be a Colts fan.
No. Yeah. I love Jay. Bandwagon's full.
Oh! Cooper Rush hit CeeDee Lamb right in the breadbasket, and CeeDee Lamb dropped the football. And when I said CeeDee Lamb, for some reason, my Siri just went off in my computer. That was about to start a quarterback competition in Dallas.
And maybe that's why CeeDee dropped it on purpose.
Oh!
It's a great throw.
You got to use Stick'Em. You got to go, you know what, to an elephant at halftime from the movie The Replacements. Anyway, what's your question for me?
The Raiders, so now they are 0-3.
You sound like Zoolander, man. Pop, I got the black lung. Pop. Your voice does not sound good.
Really? Oh, I thought it sounded better.
Well, right there it does, but there's some moments where like you're heavily breathing, your voice is cracking.
Trying to compress a cough. We're pushing through, though. Again, I'm a gamer. You know, I'm a player. I'm playing hurt. No big deal. We're still pushing through.
Gamer, you took off Tuesday, Wednesday. Tua Tagovailoa was playing with a bad back or a concussion. You had to take off Tuesday, Wednesday because your throat hurt.
Well, even Tua missed some time. Three plays. It counts.
Yeah, you missed two shows. Not Tua didn't miss two games. He missed three plays.
Devonta Adams for the second game in a row was a no-show. Just five catches, 36 yards. Did get a touchdown, but not much of an impact. After the game, owner Mark Davis did have a long chat with head coach Josh McDaniels. Now, the opponents Las Vegas have played, they play the Chargers, Cardinals, and Titans. They are combined 0-6 so far this season in games not against the Raiders. Onsides or offsides, the Raiders will not win five games this year.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but they'll find a way to. They have too much offensive talent to not get five wins. So, I'm going to say offsides on that.
Offside!
And finally, Zach, the Jaguars. They had one of the most impressive wins of the season, trouncing the Jaguars 38-10 in L.A. Trevor Lawrence threw three touchdown passes, while James Robinson looking good as new, 100 yards on the ground and a touchdown. The Jags defense forced two turnovers, and now they currently sit in first place in the AFC South at 2-1. Onside to offsides, the Jaguars are a legitimate playoff contender.
If they were in any other division, I would say no. But since they reside in the AFC South, they are. I know the AFC South had a very good weekend after a horrible weekend. But they have a competent coach, a very good coach in Doug Peterson. You have a quarterback that a lot of people think highly of in Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, they got a chance. They do have a chance because that division is brutal. And I can't tell you I love Indianapolis. I can't tell you I love Tennessee. So the Jaguars have an opportunity to be a step or two ahead of the program where we thought the program was going to be this year. And I'll also say this. Shame on Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer did a lot of awful things in his very short tenure, if you could even call it a tenure in Jacksonville. There was a lot of dumb decisions that Urban Meyer made where it almost appeared like he was trying and imploring Shad Khan to fire him. And then Shad Khan did fire him. And there was a lot of bad off-the-field decisions, horrible on-field decisions. But maybe his dumbest on-field decision was the way he basically barely used James Robinson. He had it out for James Robinson from the start, drafting Travis Etienne. James Robinson had a great rookie season, undrafted, and then Urban Meyer didn't want to use him. And it's nice that Doug Peterson is now using James Robinson, because James Robinson is a heck of a back in this league, and Urban Meyer was a clown in the National Football League. But yes, the Jaguars are a legitimate playoff contender because the AFC South stinks. That's on sides. All right, I took a timeout, come on back, and we'll see if my belief level has changed with some teams.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
I always laugh at that clip. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. You can think of Riley Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Last night's Sunday night game was 11-10. This one could be uglier. 6-3. Now, 11-10 is uglier than 6-3, but there is not a lot of offense in this one. And CeeDee Lamb had a big-time drop that would have been a huge gain for Cooper Rush and the Dallas Cowboys. But the Cowboys are up 6-3 with 1:25 to go in the first half as Daniel Jones is trying to spark a little life into this Giants offense, operating the two-minute no-huddle offense as the football at the 45-yard line of the New York Giants, and Daniel Jones is going to get thrown around like a rag doll, and he's going to get sacked. And the Giants do have three timeouts. I don't know why they're not taking one here. This is second down. Why wouldn't you take a timeout here? Wouldn't you take a timeout if you're the Giants, Ryan?
I wouldn't. Collect things. I mean, there's still like not enough time where you're worried about giving the ball back, unless they just are worried about giving the ball back to the Cowboys with too much time if they're not going to get the first down here.
But you would punt. You're at your own 40-yard line. 38-yard, you would then punt the football even if you can't get off the field. And you pin him inside the 10-yard line. Even if they get a touchback. 42 seconds left right now. And the Giants now take a timeout? Oh, that's... Dable's done a really good job. That's what happens when you have a rookie coach. Unless if we're missing something. And maybe they called the timeout earlier and then it took a while for it to get called on in. But there was a lot of time wasted there to go take a timeout right there. That could be the first mistake that Brian Dable has made as the New York Giants head coach. Anyway, play some music for me, por favor. So Hickey has compiled a list of teams, and right now we're going to figure out if my confidence level has changed with this team through the first 3 weeks of the season. Go ahead.
The San Francisco 49ers.
I didn't have a lot of confidence heading into the season. I said they were going to miss the playoffs. Now you have Jimmy G at quarterback. Last week I said, okay, you feel a little bit better for this season. But after what I saw from last night with Jimmy Garoppolo, I had the San Francisco 49ers missing the playoffs once again this year like I did earlier in the season. So confidence from where it was before the start of the season has not changed with the 49ers. It has stayed the same.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
It's weird that my confidence has changed because I was very confident with this team. I said ever since they made that move to go get A.J. Brown at the draft, the Eagles were going to win the NFC East this year. What I've seen so far from maybe a top five, definitely top five roster in the NFL, has been really special. There is now more expectations on the Eagles. They're one of the better teams in the NFL. And I expect them to do a little bit more than just winning the NFC East this year. So, in a weird way, since I was confident about this team, I'm now even more confident, so I will then say yes, my confidence has changed.
The Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, Hickey. Dolphins are going to go to playoffs. I thought they'd be 9-8, maybe 10-7 and miss out on the playoffs. What they've done the first 3 weeks of the season, beating the Pats, coming on back against the Ravens, and then finding a way to beat Josh Allen, the Bills, when every number suggests the Bills should have won yesterday. That's been impressive. They have a good defense. They set their quarterback up to succeed. He's succeeding so far. He is the respect of that locker room. Mike McDaniel's been better than what I thought he would be. I'm not telling you they're going to win the division. I still don't believe that. But I'd be disappointed, objectively, if the Dolphins don't make the playoffs this year. So, yes, I will say my confidence has changed.
The New Orleans Saints.
No, I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs before the start of the year because they were relying on Jameis Winston. I know Jameis Winston's playing hurt, so I respect that with the fractured bones in his back. But I do not think the Saints are making the playoffs. They just lost to Carolina. Carolina lost to the Browns and the Giants start off the year. The Saints team's in rough shape. And their one win, because their roster's not bad, but their one win, they had to come from behind. You needed two Michael Thomas fourth quarter touchdowns to come from behind to beat Atlanta. So I think the Saints will be on the outside looking in. I don't trust Dennis Allen.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, my confidence has changed with Jacksonville. I've always been a big fan of Doug Peterson. Trevor Lawrence is a really good quarterback. And it's nice to have a professional coach around him now for the NFL level. That team doesn't have a ton of talent. Defense, better than what you thought. That division's horrible. They could win that division. I'm not ready to say they will win the division. But yeah, I'm a little more optimistic right now with the Jaguars than I was before the season did start. So yeah, confidence has changed in a good way.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm not ready to give up hope yet. They just beat the Jets. I know it's just the Jets. That offensive line has been absolutely horrendous. But you still have Joe Burrow. As long as Joe Burrow is healthy with the bevy of weapons that he has, with Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, defense is good. I still think they could be a playoff team this year, so I'm not losing confidence or hope yet.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Brady and the offense will figure it out. That defense is looking like a championship defense like they were 2 years ago. Mike Evans won't be suspended next week. We'll see what's going to happen with the health of Chris Godwin and then also Julio Jones. Brady's going to find a way to get it done. I looked at them as Super Bowl contender before the year started. I still think they will be the NFC team that will be in the Super Bowl. So no confidence has changed there.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, I thought the Chargers were going to win the division. Now, Chiefs are 2-1, Broncos are 2-1, but they feel like they're 0-3. And the Raiders are 0-3. Now, Herbert's hurt. Rashawn Slater's done for the year, which is an enormous loss because he was awesome last year in his rookie season. I said before the year, they need to make the playoffs. Doesn't matter if they win the division, wild cards, but they just need to make the playoffs. I still think they can make the playoffs, and here's why. Here's their schedule the next 4 or 5 weeks. Play the Texans. Play the Browns, the Broncos, the Seahawks, the Falcons, and the 49ers. That's their next 6 games. Not that those are all easy wins, but there's no game that you look at and you go, wow, they're definitely going to lose that game. They'll find a way to weather the storm. Hopefully they get healthier, and the Chargers will make the playoffs this year. I'm still going to be confident in that. But Brandon Staley, when your quarterback is clearly hurt, playing with fractured ribs, and your team's getting smoked by the Jaguars, you just have to find a way to take your quarterback out of the game. And by the way, the Chargers lost to Jacksonville last year, right? Hot take, Hickey? I think they did lose to Jacksonville, right? 9-6?
That was the Bills.
Was that the Bills?
Bills.
So the Chargers didn't lose to Jacksonville last year?
I got double check. I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, the Jaguars, like, find a way to have a number on a team or two. Let me just go to 2021. The Jaguars, they did not play. That was the Bills who lost. You're right. That was the Bills who lost 9-6. All righty. Anyway, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a timeout. We'll come on back. We will ring the closing bell, tell you whose stock is booming, whose stock is dooming.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations. Coverage of your favorite teams. Live news from your hometown. And millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news. And add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, the International Series, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on westwoodonesports.com via Westwood One station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, all sponsored by AutoZone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, replacement batteries that fit your needs. That is what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Let's ring the closing bell.
Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
The App State season for football has been bonkers. They scored 40 points in the fourth quarter in their opening weekend loss to UNC 63-61. Then they go to College Station and beat, at the time, number 6 Texas A&M 17-14. They then last week won a game on a Hail Mary against Troy. And this week, App State's up 28-3, and they lose to James Madison. James Madison wins 32-28, and the quarterback for James Madison is former Temple Owl Todd Senteo, had 2 touchdowns, 16-28, 204 yards, also had 61 rushing yards for a score. So good on Todd Senteo, who I think was at Colorado State last year with Steve Adazio. But anyway, what a comeback by James Madison. Give them a stock up. Hendon Hooker making a Heisman push. Josh Heupel has the Volunteers 4-0. I know they almost blew that game, but a win's a win. You take the wins the way they come this year, or anytime these days if you're a Tennessee football fan. But they're undefeated to kick off this 2022 college football season. Give the Vols a stock up. Hickey, you've seen a lot of college football. I said this before. You may have a lot of crazy takes when it comes to sports, but I don't think there is a more passionate and knowledgeable college football fan at this network than the Hot Take Hickey. Is there a bigger enigma in college sports, college football, than Bo Nix? Bo Nix, I know they got killed by Georgia the opening week of the season, and everyone was out in Oregon. Then Oregon beat East of Washington 17-14, who cares? Then Bo Nix played really well against BYU, and then they were trailing big at Washington State, and Bo Nix finds a way to win the game 44-41 behind 3 passing touchdowns and threw almost 430 yards. I don't get Bo Nix. There's times he looks great, and then there's a lot of weeks where you say, where the heck was that quarterback? And then he pops up just when he's about to be counted out.
To answer your question, no. There's no bigger enigma. There's no bigger
frustrating, confusing, good, bad player in college football than Bo Nix.
All or nothing player than him.
Oregon has salvaged their season, though. Right after the Georgia game, we just thought this was a bad football team because they didn't even have a pulse in that game. It just speaks to how good Georgia is. But they then win those 3 games. They have Stanford this week in Arizona, UCLA, California, Colorado. Then they have a tough stretch. Washington, Kalen DeBoer squad's been better than anyone could have thought with Michael Penix. Utah, and then Oregon State. We really have 3 losses the rest of the way on this. 3 total losses the rest of the way on this schedule. Unless you have Bo Nix being bad Bo Nix. But right now, Bo Nix is being good Bo Nix, so give him a stock up. Talking about confusing, Clemson. When their defense plays great, their offense does not. When their offense plays great, their defense does not. Clemson's defense allowed Sam Hartman to have 6 passing touchdowns. DJ Uiagalelei, though, bailed out that Clemson defense. 371 yards and 5 passing touchdowns. Also had 52 yards on the ground. Clemson beats Wake Forest 51-45 in double overtime. And next up for the Clemson Tigers, a big game. Home game for Clemson up against number 10 NC State. Can't wait for that game next weekend. Nice bounce back by DJ Uiagalelei, who many thought Cade Klubnik was coming on in. Give him a stock up. The media darling no more. I cannot call media darling Mike McDaniel. He is impressed that much. The masterful Mike McDaniel, the magical Mike McDaniel, the magnificent Mike McDaniel, 3-0. You beat Belichick, Harbaugh, and McDermott. What a way to start his career. Give him a stock up. You want to talk about confusing? The Bears. They're 2-1. I know they played the Texans, but they're 2-1. Khalil Herbert, 20 carries for 157 yards and 2 scores. Give him a stock up. Friend to show, KJ Osborne. We're trying to get him on this week. We've had him on twice before. Loved our conversation with him at the Super Bowl. Vikings come on back to beat the Lions 28-24. KJ Osborne, 5 catches for 73 yards and a score. Let's hear the game winner, courtesy of Paul Allen on the Vikings Radio Network.
Cousins out of the shotgun with no timeouts, trailing 24-21. Takes the snap, straight drop. He's going to fire right. Yes!
Jay Osborne, you're so cold-blooded. Touchdown! And the Vikings have taken a 27-24 lead.
What a call. Stock up, KJ Osborne. Talking about good calls, let's hear Ricky Ricardo on the Eagle Spanish Radio Network. Devontae Smith, 8 receptions, 169 yards, and a score. Let's listen to Ricky call that Eagles touchdown.
Quedan dos segundos, queda un segundo. Hurts con el balón, el pase, y touchdown! Touchdown, Devontae Smith, en la esquina! Oh, otra jugada magnífica! Devontae Smith dando el salto en la esquina del end zone. Devontae Smith, tómale la foto, y los Eagles anotan con cero en el reloj. Oh, otra recepción increíble de Devontae Smith.
What he said, stock up to Devontae Smith. Former Eagles coach Doug Peterson had the Jaguars at 2-1. Give him a stock up. 5 total touchdowns for Lamar Jackson, 4 through the air, 218 passing yards, and 107 rushing yards with the rushing score. Give Lamar Jackson a stock up. Miami football. Yikes. All right, you lose to Texas A&M last week. Not the end of the world. But then you lose to Middle Tennessee. P.U. Stock down to the U. Raiders 0-3. Do I need to say any more? Stock down to the Raiders. Jimmy G was looking like Orlovsky. I love Dan Orlovsky, but that's not a good thing. Stock down to Jimmy G. DeAndre Ayton at Suns Media Day on his reaction to the Suns matching the Pacers' offer.
Congratulations on obviously getting the deal. Just maybe your thoughts that now that you got that. Maybe what was your initial reaction once the Suns matched the Pacers offer?
I was happy. It was all done, I guess.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
Remember he and Monty Williams got into it in that embarrassing elimination game? Everyone thought that was it for DeAndre Ayton and they matched the offer sheet. He does not sound happy for a guy that just got a lucrative deal about being back in Phoenix. I'm just going to give a stock down to everyone involved in that situation because it just seems ugly. Brandon Staley, your quarterback's playing with fractured ribs. You're getting blown out by the Jaguars. He wants to stay in the game because he's tough. He wants to be a leader. You got to have checks and balances there. It'd be like, well, Hickey's not a franchise quarterback, but it'd be like if Hickey was the star of this network and let's say it's some laryngitis and he sounded like crap. And our boss, Spike Eskin, said, now we're keeping you and we're keeping you. No, you tell Hickey to go home. So bad job by Brandon Staley. Give him a stock down. Matt Amendola. Hickey, don't you dare give him a stock up. He ruined that game yesterday for Kansas City. Now he's gone with the Chiefs. They terminated his practice squad contract I read today. Yikes. Stock down. And you also got to give a stock down to my friend who said, we got to pick Kansas City in the knockout pool. I'm saying, take Cincinnati, take Cincinnati, take Cincinnati. Matt Amendola, Alex Eisen, my BFF. You're both terrible. Stock down. Kim Mulkey. She used to be the head coach at Baylor. She coached Brittany Griner. Now she's at LSU. I guess anytime you're the coach of LSU now, Brian Kelly and Kim Mulkey, you have to just say stupid things to the media. Here's how Kim Mulkey answered a question about Brittany Griner, who's still in prison in Russia.
And how would you describe that process of putting that collective group together? And then, too, I just wanted to get your thoughts on Brittany Griner's situation. And I don't think I've seen anything from you on that. And you won't.
I'll answer the first one for you.
That's bizarre. Like, all you have to say is, I hope she gets home soon. And I hope we get her back to the United States soon. You know, maybe, like, I can't give her the benefit of the doubt there, Ryan, in terms of, maybe she's so frustrated and upset about the whole situation that she doesn't want to talk about it because she's going to get emotional. But you have someone that is in jail in foreign soil for a ridiculous reason and you can't voice some support there? Like, I don't get that from Kim Mulkey. That's horrible.
Everyone around the sport, WNBA, other college coaches, LeBron James tweeting
any normal human being.
Right. And the one person that knows her pretty well, her former coach.
They won championships together.
As a no comment. Very, very weird.
Yeah, that's brutal. Remember she was eating the mask a few years ago because she was so annoyed she had to wear a mask?
Yes.
Yeah. Kim Mulkey. Like, what are you doing? Stock down. That's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Very fun Monday extravaganza. Big thanks to Brandon Graham. He joined us earlier. Super Bowl 52 hero from the Eagles. Still playing. Going strong. 2.5 sacks for him yesterday against the Commanders. The Commanders allowed Carson Wentz to get sacked 9 times in the game. And Brandon Graham told us that he thinks this team this year in Philly is more talented than the Super Bowl 52 squad. How about that? That's a big-time statement. We'll react more to that tomorrow. We'll recap this just disgusting offensive football game right now between the Cowboys and the Giants. Second half underway. Cowboys are up 6-3 over Big Blue. Hot Take Hickey, thank you so much. Big thanks to each and every one of you for calling, listening, and tweeting. You can always follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB. Talk Benyan at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Across all the great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Channel 158, and the free Odyssey app. Bye-bye. Peace.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.